on the line, State Secretary of the Construction and General Division, John Setka. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Did you have 250 people there, do you reckon?
I don't know how many was there, but once we realised that it was getting large numbers were sort of starting to appear, we sort of called the thing off because of the COVID and the concerns we had in regards to what the Premier's announced last night. So, yeah, so the thing's been called off. There's only 10 people there following whatever the restrictions are that are in place.
But if they were there for any period of time, the Premier was saying this morning you could be fined.
Well, that's right, Neil. Look, I think, look, in regards to the incident that's happened, I think emotions run high. We didn't know how many people were going to roll up or there was going to be that many people. When we discovered it was just getting bigger and bigger, they had hand sanitizer there. The police then had discussions with our officials. I had a few telephone calls and I said, look, if it's going to get out of hand, we're going to have too many people there. It's in stark contrast to what we're doing on building sites. We're not going to be hypocrites. We don't want to be the ones that lead to a cluster and all that. So we sort of called it off and just left 10 people there with the appropriate distancing in line with the COVID measures.
Good. So nobody was charged or told they'd be charged?
Not that I know of. There was discussions with the police. I think initially they were happy in the morning because there was a lot of hand sanitizer. But I think then as the morning went on and more people rolled up, I think the police got a bit concerned. Some of our officials got a bit concerned. We thought, this is getting pretty sort of big, which is understandable. Emotions run high. People were sort of disgusted by what they heard.
What's it about?
Well, two of our officials went to a site in Hawthorne and actually never even entered the site. They were actually on the footpath filling out their paperwork to enter the site, and they were attacked by seven cowards. And one was hit with a lump of timber, the back side of the head, was knocked unconscious, and then they proceeded to kick into him while he was on the ground and being protected by the other official who also copped a bit of a hiding.
And what's the behind the dispute?
Well, the dispute is these are the developers, builders that pulled down the Corkman Hotel and dumped all that asbestos in Caroline Springs in that residential area.
Yeah.
So they've just no regard. There's been residents ringing up and complaining about they block off the traffic, they set up concrete pumps with no permits, residents can't walk past the footpath. So not only are construction workers on site in danger, the general public is in danger. So they're just they're a cowboy outfit. They don't really care. And our organisers went out there. They were the professionals when it comes to health and safety. They were going in for their REO permits. And they actually never even got to even enter the site.
Well, obviously the people working on the site are not your members.
There is some of our members on site.
Really? You're going to pull them
yes.
out?
Well, no one's there now.
What, nobody at all? Why is that?
No. Well, I think after what's happened, our industry is a pretty boisterous industry. We can all have our arguments, and there's a few screaming matches that happen on site. It's a boisterous industry. You know, there's a bit of swearing goes on, and that's the construction industry. But for this sort of things to happen, I can't remember the last time this sort of... some of these characters involved, we are not going to let people like this in the building industry. I know we get a bad rap in that. I reckon the industry is full of all sorts of characters, and a lot of it's grossly exaggerated. But let me tell you, we're not going to tolerate this sort of stuff. People going about their daily duty to be viciously assault. If you had a two-on-two and there was a bit of an altercation, that's bad enough. But, you know what, seven people attacking two young officials who were just going about doing their job?
But is this about the morality of the builder, or is it about getting a union site, getting more union people on the job?
Well, Neil, one problem we don't have is getting union members because we're one of the fastest growing unions in Australia.
Oh, yeah, but not every building site in town is unionised, though, is it?
Well, the vast majority are.
Yeah,
but
true.
But you're right, yeah. But, not all of them are. But this job's got a crane on it. We've got members on site. But we also receive calls from residents. When there's an incident on the site where the public are in danger, a lot of the public generally ring our office also because they think for some reason we took some of them calls. I know WorkSafe had calls about residents complaining about that site. So we do what we do best. Our two officials went out there. They were young officials. They weren't smart asses. They weren't lippy. They never even got onto the site. They were filling out their paperwork as per the law to enter the site. And that's when they were set upon.
So
by
I assume you're suggesting that some of the people employed on the site were responsible.
We know they were, for sure.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Most of them have been identified through photos and through...
Right.
Yeah, there was
that's for the police. So what do you do now? Do you let the job open? Do you let your members work there? Do you want a full union membership and then you'll go on site? What happens?
Well, this has actually got nothing to do with union membership, Neil. This is our H&S issue. This is occupational health and safety.
Yeah.
And people are cutting corners. I mean, you've got residents up there, you've got mothers of prams, all sorts of things happen. I mean, these people don't care. They pulled down the Corkman Hotel. We've seen how they've done that over the weekend illegally. They dumped a whole heap of asbestos in Caroline Springs, where there's all young families and residents there. I mean, these are the sort of people that we're dealing with.
Yeah, well, look, I understand the criticisms, but, I mean, isn't it your own union who is accused of being involved with outlaw motorcycle gangs as a form of protection when you're on dispute?
But we went for a Royal Commission, Neil, where that was proved even by the Deputy Commissioner of Police that it was false.
Really?
So, I mean, I know it's sensationalised the stories and all that, but, I mean, there's a lot of stories around. No one's ever been charged of anything. I mean, a lot of them are just exaggerated because they do sell newspapers, unfortunately. We get the rap for that. But, I mean, we've got two officials that have been assaulted. And when was the last time any union official... Can you imagine if it had been the other way around, if we'd been there and assaulted some management or people on site? I mean, we'd have Dutton out there carrying on. We'd have everyone... I mean, but... We get assaulted and it's like, you don't hear a word. I don't hear from the ABCC. I don't hear any judges making any commentary.
Well, I'm sure the police are involved in it. Look, thanks, and investigating it. I'll check with them, but I'll be very surprised if they're not. You've got witnesses anyway, haven't you?
Well, there was a number of witnesses. How come you got photographs? Some of these people that were on the site when people went down there, some of our members, the whole building industry was there. So other unions were also there from the construction industry. They took photos. Some of them knew some of these people. And, so some have got pretty colourful reputations, to be quite honest. So
have you got photographs of people being assaulted or not?
I think there is some photographs of people being assaulted. I mean, we haven't looked at anything because you could be done for hindering a police investigation, so we're not, yeah. They were the ones that called the police. We'd actually never called the police. They assaulted two officials and then went and called the police.
It's good to speak to. Just quickly, the ALP's federal intervention in the Victorian branch, are you fighting that? Is that right, that the union's fighting that?
Look, not me personally, I'm not an ALP member, as you know.
The only
concern about that, I suppose Andrew's got to do something about it, but I mean, my only concern, and a lot of our members are members of the ALP, their concern is why don't people of the ALP now get the say for 3 years? I mean, that's pretty undemocratic. I mean, have we become North Korea all of a sudden? That's all we're saying. We're not having a go at the Premier for cleaning up, but does it got to take 3 years where people that have done nothing wrong don't get a say for 3 years? I just think it's a bit unfair. So, but anyway, people are trying to work through all that. But I mean, look, it's a terrible situation. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not an ALP member, to be quite honest. But anyway, it is what it is. So we'll just see how it plays out. But we're just looking at our options. I just think we are a democracy, and whatever party you go for, if you're a member of that party. Well, I understand certain circumstances, you might have to sort of take a bit of a
hit. But the union have put a fair bit of money into the ALP, wouldn't it?
Well, all unions do. They affiliate to the ALP.
I know.
Well,
do you know any idea how much you put in?
I honestly, to be quite honest, Neil, I wouldn't have a clue. You know?
Okay.
If it was up to me, it'd be nothing. But anyway, but it's a collective decision, to be quite honest.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Neil.